Praise God. Well, I had programmed a song in there. Let me see if I could find it. It was at the last minute. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Let's hear that.
For the things that you have done for me, things so undeserved, and yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express all that I am, all that I ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To
God. To God be all the glory for the things he has done. Praise the living, loving Lord. Welcome to Gatekeepers Global Podcast. I'm Evangelist Linda Casares, and I'm excited tonight. We haven't heard from my guest tonight for more than a year when he wrote his last book, Reset, but we have a book right now that's on the market, 2020 Vision. And my guest is author, apostle, prophet, Bill Jenkins. I'm so honored to have him on. I want to give a shout out to all my global listeners. I'm not going to name you, but I know, Lord, that the Lord God has drawn you to Gatekeepers Ministry International, and I thank you for listening. We're just going to lift up China right now concerning this coronavirus, because China is one of the nations that have hidden Christians, that are worshiping God early in the morning, getting together in groups in hidden places and giving him all the glory, honor, and praise. I lived in China for 6 months and took in Bibles with a team to underground churches. And, Lord, we just come together right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask God that you have mercy on China right now. We ask God that you would move by your spirit, Lord God, that you would put your foot on this coronavirus, Lord, and stop it from spreading in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus upon China, where it started, and upon the world where it's spreading. And we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We stop the spread of this virus right now in Jesus' name. And we ask God that you would hover over the underground churches, Lord God. Give them peace, Lord. Keep them healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, bless this broadcast. Lord, we lift it up to you. We ask God that you would minister as only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm excited tonight. It's been a wonderful day in Jesus. I've been blessed going out and coming in. I just thank God for waking me up this morning and showing me another day. I thank God for a job. I thank God for a good paying job and good benefits. And I give him all the praise, honor, and all the glory. So right now, I am going to turn the mic over to Pastor Apostle Prophet Bill Jenkins. How you doing, sir? We missed you.
Oh, I'm doing great, and you surprised me when you told me it's been a year. So that's way too long, but it's great to hear your voice and awesome to be on the program tonight.
Praise God. Well, I'm excited about hearing about this new book. So just share what you need to share with us. We're open to hear it. God bless you.
Well, thank you again, and I always appreciate the opportunity I have to be on your program and speak to you, and I want everybody to listen, and I would love people to call in if they have any questions here in just a little bit, because every year what I do is I release a vision for the year based upon the significant number for that year. So obviously, this being 2020, 20 is the number. That is a significant number. Now, this is not numerology. This is spiritual, biblical, understanding of God's word. For instance, every single word in the Bible is important. There's 31,102 verses. Every word in those verses are important. And when a color is mentioned or a number is mentioned, a place, a person is mentioned in the Bible, it's for a specific reason. And it's not just put in there by accident. So when you see the number 20, I believe it's put in there for a reason. And what I do is every year I release a vision, I write a book, and this year's book is called 2020 Vision. Now, 2020 Vision is a term that most people have heard, but it's not about perfect vision, it's about clarity of vision. So God is clearing up our vision. And as we enter not just a new year, but a new era and a new decade, it's important to know what God expects of us and what we can expect of God. So in this book, I talk about God's prophetic plan and vision for 2020. I talk about what it means when 20 is mentioned in the Bible. I talk about what it means to be born on the 20th day of the month. I give you fun and interesting facts about the number 20. I give you key scriptures. I also, my favorite part of the book is where I talk to you about every book of the Bible that has a chapter 20, and I break it down. I give you a little Bible study based upon what's in that chapter 20. I tell you what to expect from God in 2020. So I give you specific dates, places, people to watch for, and I give you a spiritual forecast for the entire United States of America, where I take the 50 states, break it into five regions, give you one powerful prophetic word for America that really revolves around change. And so I wanted to just take a few minutes tonight to talk to you about what the 20 means, the number 20, when it's mentioned in the Bible. Now, think about this. The number 20 is mentioned 121 times in the Bible. That's a lot. A lot is, 121 times, especially when you think about a lot of the more significant numbers are not mentioned that many times in the Bible. 20 would not be a number you would think would be mentioned that many times. However, it is mentioned 121 times in the Bible. And so what I do is I list all those scriptures out. I write them out and I say, God, teach me, tell me, speak to me. Let me know what you're trying to say, because the number 20 is put in there for a reason. And so when I write out all those scriptures, when I look at it, when I get insight from God, I see that when the number 20 is mentioned in the Bible, it revolves around three main themes that really help us to understand what God is trying to do in 2020. And so if you want to know what to expect of God and what God expects of you, this book is for you. And you got to go to Amazon, download it on ebook Kindle, go to PastorBillJenkins.org. You can get the audio version or you can get the paperback version, where I tell you it's 115 pages full of inspiration, information, divine revelation. I don't waste your time in books, because your time is valuable. I give you the meat and potatoes. I'm not interested in writing a 300-page book if that's not what it needs to be. And so when we look in this book and we talk about the number 20, number 20 revolves around three things. It revolves around dreams, it revolves around an open hand, and then third of all, it revolves around redemption. Now let's talk about that for a minute. First of all, I believe 2020 is a year of dreams. Dreams will be a common occurrence in 2020. If you did not know, if you have not heard me do an interview, if you've not heard me speak on radio or television, then you may not know that everybody is having dreams every night, it seems like. They're texting me, calling me from all over America saying, Pastor, interpret my dream. And there's only two people in the Bible who were given the ability to be able to discern dreams to begin with. I think that we have lost sight of God speaking to us in that night season. And we need to understand that this is a day when God wants to do that, and we need to be taught. That's what I'm doing, is I'm teaching people how to interpret your dreams. Joseph and Daniel were the only two people in the Bible who were qualified to interpret dreams. So you can't just trust anybody to release revelation in your life. You can't just let anybody pray for you, and you can't just let anybody give you revelation. And so what I'm trying to do is give you the revelation of the Word of God. Dreams will be a common occurrence in 2020. So when you go to bed, when you lay down, you need to turn the TV off. You need to turn every single thing that could be a distraction to you off. You want to, if anything's going to be on, let the Word of God be played. Let praise and worship be played. But don't let anything ungodly go on, because that's the reason some people wake up so angry. That's the reason some people wake up on the wrong side of the bed, is because they're watching, whether they know it or not, Buffy the Vampire Slayer all night, and they're waking up angry and want to kill everybody. And so you got to have the mentality that when you go to sleep, say, God, I come against every nightmare, and I pray that you give me night dreams. Speak to me in the night season, because in the Bible, there were 20 dreams. Think about that, 20 different dreams. Abimelech is warned in a dream not to sleep with Abraham's wife in Genesis 20. Jacob dreams of a ladder between heaven and earth where angels are ascending and descending in Genesis 28. Jacob is encouraged to return home to his father in Genesis 31. Laban is warned to not bless or curse Jacob when he comes home in Genesis 31. On and on we see different dreams in the Bible. There are 30 total. They're in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And dreams are one way that God speaks to his people. Numbers chapter 12, verse 7 says, and he shall now hear my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. Now, that's the Bible. That's Numbers 12, 6. God is speaking to people in dreams. Now, why does God speak to us in dreams? Well, he speaks to us in dreams because he wants to warn us. He wants to reveal the future to us. He wants to release a spiritual truth that we're not getting while we're awake. He's trying to confirm a promise, offer encouragement, give inside information, share an opportunity of blessing, or inform others of an impending judgment. And so that's the reason God gives us dreams. There are 14 different people who experience 20 different dreams in the Bible, and that's not an accident. So this is a year of dreams. When 20 is mentioned in the Bible, it revolves around dreams. So when you go to bed tonight, say, hey, God, you know what? I come against any nightmares. I come against waking up in the middle of the night. And, Lord, give me good dreams. Speak to me while I sleep. Allow my spirit, Lord, to hear from you even during the night season. Remember, your body sleeps, but your spirit never does. When you're asleep, that's one way God uses to get us to be quiet, to hear what he has to say to us. So when you see 20 in the Bible, 20 revolves, number one, around dreams. The second thing it revolves around is it revolves around what I'm going to say, an open hand. Now, if you will, everybody, just put your hand out and put it flat, put it out, open it up, palm up. Because the Hebrew letter for the number 20 is kap. It's K-A-P-H, and it represents the number 20. And the symbolism of that is that kap is an open hand or an open palm. Now, if you have the open hand out, a palm facing up is symbolic of giving. A palm facing down, if you turned your hand upside down, is symbolic of covering. So giving and covering are two basic tenets of Christians that we're called to do, especially here in 2020, because they're two great characteristics of Christ. Jesus is a giver. The Bible tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then the Bible tells us that not only is Jesus a giver, but he's a lover that covers. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. So if you put the palm out, it's about giving. If you put your palm down, it's about covering. Now, not about covering up, it's about covering. So God's wanting us to keep our palms open, not have a closed fist, be willing to give to others, and be willing to cover others who are hurting in 2020. And there's no doubt about it. God's going to give you opportunities to give of yourself, and he's going to give you opportunities to cover other people. When you're walking in the power of the Lord, it's going to be an attraction to other people to want to come to you. Your job when they come to you is not to expose them. It is to cover them, to love them. It is to give to them freely of the good things of God. And so not only is this a year of dreams, but it's also a year of the open hand, where God is telling us to give to others and then to cover others when they come to us and they're hurting. And then the last thing about the number 20, when it's mentioned in the Bible, is about redemption. Now, 2020 is a year of redemption. This is the year of the comeback. When we talk about redemption, think about it. We're talking about releasing the captives, removing the consequences, and renewing the covenant of God. Redemption is not just about freeing somebody from captivity. It's also about sparing them from the consequences of sin. So God promised Abraham that if he found 20 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, he would save or redeem the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 18, verse 31. Right there you see 20 is connected to redemption. He also said he would save, not only save the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah if he could find 20 righteous, but he told Deborah and Barak in Judges 4 and 5, he said, this is the time that you're going to go in and you're going to redeem the children of Israel from Jabin, the king of Canaan. And listen to this. It was after 20 years of oppression, God said, enough is enough. Deborah and Barak, go in and redeem the people of God. You think that's a coincidence? 20 is connected to redemption. There are no coincidences in the Bible. This is divine revelation from the Lord. This is a year when God is releasing the captives, removing the consequences, renewing his covenant with his people, and he is delivering us from the oppression and the bondage of the enemy. Listen, God even kept Joseph when he was sold into slavery to the Ishmaelites by his brothers. Do you know how much he was sold for? You got it. You guessed it, 20 shekels of silver. And so in all of these cases, it's easy to see how 20 is connected to redemption. So with this being a year where it is the beginning of a new decade, understand that what happens this year affects the next 10 years of your life. Whatever you do with the first part and portion, determines what happens with the rest. You do the right thing with the first part of your time and your day, the rest of your time and the rest of your day will be blessed. You do the right thing with the first part of your finances, the rest of your finances will be blessed. Well, if you do the right thing with the first part of your decade, then the rest of your decade will be blessed. And so it's important to recognize that God wants us to close one chapter of our lives. There's some things you're going to have to close. There's some things you're going to have to seal up and quit looking back and quit allowing your past to determine and dictate your future, and you're going to have to start looking forward. There's too many doors of opportunity that God has laid before us in 2020 to keep looking back at the opportunities we missed in the past. So don't allow your past to dictate your future. This is a year when God is freeing us from our hurts, our habits, and hang-ups. He's removing the consequences, giving us a clean slate, and providing an opportunity for us to have a fresh start. So take advantage of it in 2020. This is the year of the comeback. If you've been held down, if you feel like you haven't walked in the fullness of what God has for you, get ready. I hope you're preparing yourself, because this is the time that God is thrusting you into your new era, your new day, your new decade, your new year. So get ready for that. God is bringing change. One of the great things that I do is I give you a prophetic word for America. And I just feel in my spirit I need to read it to you right now. The Bible tells us that as we have a changing of the guard from one year to the next, that we need to prepare our hearts for change. And so, yes, 20 is about dreams. And, yes, it's about an open hand where we give and we cover. And, yes, it's about redemption. But never forget, this is a year of change. There's a changing of the guard. Whether you are changing or not, things are changing around you. And I put this word that God gave me in the book. And by the way, again, go to Amazon, download it on ebook Kindle, go to PastorBillJenkins.org. I'll speak the entire book to you. You can buy the audio version, or you can get the paperback version. If you get the audio version, I can be with you tonight, and I can speak the word with you. If you get the paperback version, we'll send it to you tomorrow. We don't want to waste time. We get it out to you quickly. And the word that I put in the book is this: the one thing for certain that I, the Lord, declare over America for 2020 is that change is coming. You're about to undergo a transformation that will radically alter things in this nation. You're about to end one era and enter a new era. And for those who are sensitive to my spirit, you will begin to sense this change immediately in your life. I am causing things to be different. And it's as if you are getting off one bus heading in one direction and transferring to another bus going another direction. You will not be going in a backwards direction, but you will be going in a new direction, in a God direction. Things will shift and stuff will be altered forever. It's all a part of entering new year, your new decade, and your new era, so don't be afraid. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 declares, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And as someone would change their clothes, I'm exchanging your old anointing for a new anointing as you enter this new year. I'm putting new wine. I will not put new wine into an old wineskin. I am putting new wine into a new wineskin. As someone would undergo cosmetic surgery like a facelift, you're about to undergo a spiritual lift and receive a fresh anointing upon your life. You need to be spiritually updated for the change that is coming. Change is coming to you. Change is coming to people you think will never change. Change is coming to areas of your life that you thought would never be able to overcome. Change is coming to your body. Healings are coming. Change is coming to your mind as you take your thoughts captive. Change is coming to your finances as I release riches from the wicked. Change is coming to your marriages and families. Spouses, parents, children will change. Change is coming to your households as I release salvations and show my redeeming power. Things are about to change. Changes are coming to ministry. Anointings are about to increase, and gifts are changing, and they are going to sharpen you up and take you to a higher level. Signs and wonders are coming with a great move of the miraculous being loosed in the earth, and all of these things will bring change. Changes coming to denominations, changes coming to churches, changes coming to preachers, and changes coming to people in the pews. changes coming to this generation in this new year, this new decade, and this new era. Changes coming from the White House to your house. Changes coming from New York to California. Changes coming from Minnesota to Texas. Changes coming on earth and in space. Changes coming to big cities and small suburbs. Changes happening on land and in the waters. Changes coming to the old and to the young. Change is coming. This is the word that God gave me. This is the prophetic word that God gave me for America. Allow me to continue. Some people love change, while others consider change of any kind like an enemy attack. Some people have a hard time handling change. Others are willing to fight and die for change. But my word says, see, I am doing a new thing, and now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Isaiah 43, verse 19 declares, this is your now season. This is the now of your life that you've been waiting for. It is here, ready or not. I am fully preparing you with a new anointing to handle any and all change. You don't have to force change. It's going to begin to happen. And I'm bringing change for six reasons. Number one, I'm bringing change because change is needed to fulfill my work on earth. Number two, I'm bringing change so that bigger opportunities can arise in your life. Number three, I'm bringing change to get you to trust my process and not get lazy believing in patterns. Number four, I'm bringing change to thrust you into the extraordinary. Number five, I'm bringing change to help you to attain personal growth. And number six, I'm bringing change to increase your joy. My word to you is to accept change. Do not resist change. In the midst of all the outward changes, understand, I'm not calling you to change jobs, dwelling places, change churches, change spouses, or change others. I'm calling you to change yourself. Changing yourself is the most important change that can take place. I will bring the outward change, but it is your job to focus in on the inward change. Change yourself by renewing your commitment to pursue me and my principles laid out for you in the Word. Again, change your behavior. Change your habits. Change the way you talk. Change the way you treat others. Change the way you think. Change the way you sleep by inviting me into your dreams. Change the way you live and love and give. Change the way you serve me by giving me time, because love is time. Remember my words in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you. Kingdom vision produces kingdom provision. So prioritize your life with God first and let everything else revolve around me. The more things change around you, just remember, I will remain the same. I do not change. I am a constant in the midst of change in your life. Do not worry about the coming outward changes, because I am bringing change to improve things, not destroy things. Trust me in the middle of the change. I know what I'm doing. And when you are on my team, you are on the winning team. Open your hands. Lift up your arms towards heaven and surrender. Look up, your redemption is drawing closer. Your vision is clearer than ever before as the revelation of God is released. So let go and let me have my way in your life. I will not fail you. This entire decade's success rests on the changes that take place in your heart and in your life this year. Hold on and buckle up. You're about to enter a new year, a new decade, and a new era. Change is coming. Now, those are the things that we focus in on, because this is a year when God wants to set the table for years to come and lay a foundation for us to be thrust in to our destiny. And so there's so much more in this book that we could talk about. But I want to give you the meat and potatoes tonight. I'm not here to waste your time. I hope somebody will call in. I hope there'll be some questions tonight. You can pull and put a demand on the anointing as you ask something about this year and allow the power of God to move during this time we have together. Now, I want to pray for you. So, Lord, I bless every person that's listening right now. And, Lord, I pray that you would cause them to have big ears, Dumbo ears, to hear your word. Because, God, you are giving us what you expect of us and what we can expect of you. You're showing us through the scripture. It is you revealing things to us to give us the knowledge and create a hope and an excitement of what is to come, never to create a fear in our lives of the future. So, Lord, I pray for people, whatever they're going through, let them understand this is a year for them to dream again. It's a year for them to listen to you in the night season. It's a year for them to understand their bodies rest, but their spirit never does, and you can speak to them even in the midnight hour, Lord. Let them understand that it's a year for us to give to others in a new way, and then to cover others and never to expose or reveal or try to hurt or harm other people. When they're wrong, let us connect them to you and not try to fix everybody and change everybody under our own authority and power. And then, Lord, help
Hallelujah.
Us to understand it's a year of redemption. So, Lord, I pray that everybody would understand that this is the year of the comeback. This is the year of the forgotten. If you feel like you've been forgotten, if you feel like you've been left behind, if you felt like everybody else got blessed and received the harvest and you didn't get what you thought you deserved or thought you should get what you were, was coming to you, this is a year when you walk in faithfulness, it's coming to you in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, I bless the people of God. I bless this time. And, Lord, I thank you for moving in the hearts of people in a new way in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Well, I'm extremely excited because I am a dreamer. And so many of the dreams that I've had in the last 30-some years have come to pass, just like God has revealed them. And there are some dreams that affect my personal life that the enemy is fighting tooth and nail for them not to happen. And I really feel like a Joseph, the dreamer, right here on earth. I just watched a movie on him from Sight and Sound last weekend. But I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Nothing more excites me but hearing a word about God bringing dreams to pass and change. And it just confirms to me what you said about this year being a year of change, a change for unbelievers in our family to be saved, and a change that we are believing for God in our own lives and a lot of things. And you mentioned healing, and I believe God for finances, and I just count this a blessing. Every word that you said, I've just been gleaning on. And I want to, while I'm waiting for some people to dial in, 929-477-2442. If you are streaming in and you would like to speak with Pastor Prophet Bill Jenkins concerning this book, you can get it on Amazon, but it's nothing like speaking to the author directly. You can turn the volume down on your computer and dial in 929-477-2442. Now, I had this dream that I was outside somewhere, and the area did not look familiar with me, and I saw this alligator and a snake, and the snake was like wrapped around, I saw it wrap itself around this alligator, and they both went in the opposite direction of where I was. And I turned around and I went to walk in this house that was new to me. And I walked up these steps. There was brilliant light outside in the whole entire dream. And when I went to close the door was so heavy that it fell on the ground. And I picked it up, and I went to close it again. You know how you just normally close your front door when you're walking in your house? You just don't walk in and leave it open all the time. And the second time, the door was so big, thick, and heavy that it just fell down on the ground again. And I picked it up and tried it again, and it fell down again as if the hinges were too small to hold the size of the door. And when I walked in the house, there were all these little children sitting at this table, almost like a kitchen table, and all these glasses, like it was like expensive, like Waterford Crystal, were sitting on the table. They were clean, shiny. Every child that was seated at the table had glasses on. So I knew that that had to do with vision. And I said something to the children, and then the dream ended. So what do you make of that?
Well, again, I told you as I was speaking, there's two people in the Bible who are given the ability to interpret dreams. So hopefully everybody remembers that, because I think that's an important thing. Joseph and Daniel were the only two people qualified to interpret dreams. And I, when you say that, the way that I want to help teach people to interpret their dreams is to begin to look at the significance of your dreams. For instance, when you dream in the natural, it's always black and white. But when you dream in the spiritual, it's always in color, and it's always way more vivid. So you mentioned two things. You mentioned the alligator and the snake. They're kind of like sort of commonplace. And both of them ran from you. So one of the things that God is giving you is the power to overcome serpents and scorpions and alligators, anything that would try to eat you or destroy you. He's given you power and authority over those things. And he's given you, because you said that they ran from you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they ran from you. So they didn't try to attack you. They knew better. They knew they were going to lose this battle. So the Lord is trying to teach you that you need to use the power that you have. Sometimes we ask the Lord for more power instead of using the power that we have and allowing that to organically increase as we use the power that he's already deposited in us. So if you've ever questioned yourself, if you've ever, thought of yourself maybe, in an insecure way, God is trying to tell you that what I have placed and put in you is enough. You have enough power. You have enough authority to cause any kind of serpent or evil or power destruction to flee from you in the name of Jesus. So the one thing I would say to you is that God is trying to teach you you're more than enough, and what he's placed inside you is more than enough. You have an anointing in you to cause some of these evil spirits and these things that would try to come against people to flee from you in Jesus' name. And then you said you went into a house?
Yes.
Okay, so you say you went
into
a house.
I walked up these steps this door was open, and I went to close it, and it was so big and heavy that it fell down on the ground. And then that happened three times, and the hinges were not holding the doors. Those doors on. So I felt like they were open doors.
Well, and that's exactly what it is. Doors are, avenues of entry. They're open doors of opportunity. And so what God is trying to tell you is walk through those doors of opportunity and don't be afraid. There may be some things that fall down around you. There may be some, things that, need to be shook off of you, or maybe you need to remove yourself from. There may be some people in your life who, are not encouraging you or holding you back, or, in some way, maybe not intentionally, but unintentionally, doing things to either emotionally, spiritually, financially, in one way or another in some realm, trying to hold you back and keep you from fulfilling your destiny. And you got to learn to walk through those things, because there's people, there's young, there's not just kids, but the significance of the children in there was the new souls, new life. They all had glasses. They all wanted to find clarity. They all wanted to find a vision, because without a vision, the people perish. And so, the reason why, it stopped when you started to talk was because that was the completion of the dream, is that God wants you to understand you have power and authority. Don't let yourself or other people tell you what you don't have. You're more than enough with God. You walk through those doors of opportunity. I have people waiting for you, and they want clarity of vision. You're going to be able to, just like Moses brought water from a rock, you can bring peace from the midst of confusion, and the Lord is going to use you to speak, to clear things up, and to release vision into people's lives, to renew their passion and to renew their hope. And so that's exactly what that dream means. And you can dissect that by looking at the significant things in your dream. You had the alligator and the snake. You said about the light. You know you were going in the right direction because light is always representative of the Lord. You had a door, which is a place of opportunity. You had the kids in there, which is representative of souls. They had the glasses on, which represents vision and clarity. And so all of those things, you take those symbols, you take those signs, you look at what's symbolic about them, and then you interpret that dream. So if we can learn to do that, then, you know, that's my goal for 2020, is to help teach more people how to interpret their dreams. I have a great book called Decoding Deity, and I didn't realize it was going to be this significant of a book when I initially wrote it, but I talk about the colors, numbers, places, people, symbols of the Bible. So I encourage everybody to get that book, because when you see those things, whether it be a name, whether it be a place, whether it be a color, whether it be a number, whether it be a symbol, then you can look up the meaning of that based upon, you know, the connection in the Bible, not according to anybody else. I only give you revelation from the Word, and then you can help to discern your dreams. So I encourage you to go to PastorBillJenkins.org, all of you, anybody who wants to discern their dreams, and get a copy of Decoding Deity tonight. Do it today. Don't wait. And in that book, I'm going to tell you about the numbers, colors, names, places, people, symbols of the Bible. So when you see these things in your dreams, you can be more spiritually adept to discern and to allow God to reveal exactly what that dream is all about.
Okay, well, you mentioned about colors. Are there specific colors that are highlighted in this year, and why, and what would they mean?
Well, every year I give you sort of like a color of the year. And so everything is important. There's nothing that's insignificant, and we need to be more conscious of that, be more aware of that. We do not sort of look at things the way we should, and the color of this year is pearl. So, you know, if you see a pearl color, it's beautiful, right? Pearl is one of the most beautiful colors there is. And so the significance of a pearl, think about it. When a pearl gets created, what happens is a piece of sand gets into that oyster, and it pierces that oyster. And inside that pearl, every healing agent runs to the point of piercing. Now that you asked the wrong question because I'm about ready to preach, and so the every healing agent within that oyster runs to the point of piercing, and it covers. Think about that. Covers that sand, or that place where the sand pierced, and it hardens, and over time it develops into a pearl. In other words, there is no pearls in life without piercing. So we want the pearls of life to come our way. We want beautiful things to come our way. But we don't want to go through the piercing. We don't want to go through the pain. Well, that's not going to happen that way. You're going to go through some things. There's nothing you're going to do to avoid some stuff. This is called life. You're going to face some difficulties. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble, tribulation, stress, and trials. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And because he overcame the world, we can overcome the world through the Lord. And so the pearl is symbolic to us. Of the colors, the beautiful things that can come forth, even when we get pierced, even when we have pain from the past, even when we go through difficult things, that God can turn things around. God can bring beautiful things out of our life. We don't allow the past to dictate our future, but we can walk into our destiny and allow God to create beautiful things, even from the ugliness of the things that we went through in our past.
Amen. And I know that all of us, if you're saved a good 5 years or more, then you have experienced or you will experience some things in the world, in the church. However it comes, it can be very painful. And it's something because I haven't been wearing my little rings in a long time, so I looked for one, and the first one I found today, this morning, was the pearl. and I put it on and I wore it today to work.
Wow.
And I haven't heard in such a long time. I remember many, many, many years ago hearing the minister break down how the pearl comes about from that oyster. So I know that if there's anyone that is listening that wants to speak with Prophet Bill, you can press 1 and I'll open your line, and you can ask him any questions, ask him about his book. I think he's given us a powerful rundown of what's in his book. You can go to Amazon. The book is called MMXX 2020 Vision. And we all want 2020 vision, but to have that kind of vision in Christ is powerful. To have that kind of vision in Christ is powerful. There's so many things that has happened in my life recently and even in my dreams that the Lord has been showing me about my sight as a seer. And there was a guest preacher at my church the week before last, and he had a book that I bought, and it's called See. So it is really important for us to even ask God to help us to develop our vision. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's never more important than it is now because of what 2020 represents. And so you hear that term 2020 vision usually when you go to the eye doctor. And people think that 2020 vision is perfect vision, but it's not. 2020 vision is about clarity of vision. And what the Lord wants to do is give us clarity of vision. There's some things that may have been cloudy going into this year, but God wants to clear it up. There may be some things that needed to be put in better focus when the year began, but God wants to clear that up. And so this is a year more than ever before that God wants to give us that 2020 vision moving forward and give us that clarity of vision so that we don't wonder why. We don't question God. We don't sit there and doubt God, but we have a true understanding and we are confident exactly what God is telling us because we have that clarity of vision in our life like never before.
Well, I decree and declare that this has not been an ordinary message, word from the Lord. This is not an ordinary book. And I suggest that the listeners buy it, buy two, buy three, give somebody one for birthday. And I just praise God for you, Pastor Bill. I appreciate it. If you've dialed in and you want to speak with the author, Prophet Bill Jenkins, you can press 1 and I'll open your mic for you to speak with him. I'm not going to hold on long because he has a schedule to meet and we only have a few minutes. I have someone that would like to speak with you. The last 4 digits of the number are 6890. Who am I speaking with?
Patricia Huser.
Oh, how you doing, Pat? You remember Prophet Bill. You've spoken to him over the last couple of years on the broadcast. Do you have something that you want to speak to him about? He's talking about his book on 2020 vision.
Oh, 2020 vision?
Yeah,
okay.
And he's been talking about dreams and visions. And I also want to tell our listeners that within the next 15 or 20 minutes after the broadcast ends, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry and listen to the broadcast in its entirety. So, Sister Pat, what do you have for us this evening? What would you like to ask Prophet Bill?
Well, I would like to ask Prophet Bill concerning the dream I had years ago.
Okay. Yes.
Now this is what happened in the dream. My father had died years ago in 1982. And this dream I had was I was riding on this bike I was riding on this bike, and the bike had two seats. My father was in the front seat. This is what I dreamed. My father was in the front seat, and I was in the back seat. And as we were riding, we started riding on the straight and narrow road. Then all of a sudden, we start riding on this lumpy, like logs, different roads, and it was lumpy and everything. Then we got back on the straight and narrow road, me and my father. And the next thing I knew, while I was riding on the bike with him, I was in the back, like I said, and he was in the front. And all of a sudden, my body changed, meaning that all of a sudden, when I looked up, I wasn't on the bike no more. My body had changed, and I went up, and I was up in the sky. And I can look down on the earth, and I saw the people out. I saw the people on the earth outside witnessing and telling the people about Jesus. And in the dream, I saw a little girl singing just like I did when I was on the street singing. And then the dream went.
Okay.
Well, there's a couple significant things. You mentioned the year 1982. If you take those numbers, that equals 20. And so I think it's divine appointment that you called in and you're talking to me right now, because I think this is the time that that vision is going to come to pass. I think you being in the back seat with your father driving, 1982 being the 20, I think you, God is wanting to take you to a higher level. And I think this is the year. Everything that you have done, everything that you have sowed, everything that you have put in is about to be reaped into your life this year. So this is a year when, you know, you're going to receive your harvest. You're going to have heavenly encounters with the Lord. God is letting you know that he is not finished. He is not done with you yet. There's still a purpose and a plan for your life. And this is the year. This might be the most important year of your life. And so it's a year for you to take advantage of it. And it's a year for you to understand that God, and by the way, that little girl was you. That little girl is you. And so God wants you to make sure that you're continuing to walk forward, walk towards him, put the best effort in, do what he's called you to do. And this is a year when, you know, you're going to reap that harvest that you've been waiting for. Everything that you put in, everything that you've sown, everything that you've done, this is the year you're going to reap the harvest. You're going to get the blessing for everything you've been faithful to God in. This is the year you're going to get your harvest.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Pat, for calling in. That's a powerful dream, powerful dream. Prophet Bill, Pat is a wonderful, anointed singer in the choir and solo. She's got a powerful voice, anointed by God. And so even when she said about the little girl singing, I just knew that was her. But praise God, that is a wonderful dream. And 2020, 1982, that excites me. Well, if anyone else is calling in and would like to speak with Pastor Bill, press 1 and I'll open your mic. Meanwhile, Pastor Bill, we can close out because I know that you have a commitment. And so why don't you just say whatever the Lord places on your heart to close out the broadcast.
Well, I really can't encourage people enough to go to PastorBillJenkins.org. You can get an audio version where I speak to you the entire book. You can take me with you when you go on errands, or you're taking your kids to school, or you're stuck in traffic or on your way to work. You can take me with you and I'll read the book to you, or get a paperback version, PastorBillJenkins.org. Now, listen, we have a radio program. You can listen to all the archive programs we have. It's called the Prophetic Almanac. So when you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you can check that out. I have tons of other books, including the book I told you, Decoding Deity. Go get that book because that will help you to interpret your own dreams. And then I also have a Minute That Matters on social media. So Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, it's out there. Every day I give a one-minute little devotional. And if you'll go to PastorBillJenkins.org, hit that little icon, it will take you to get my Minute That Matters, and you can listen to a different one every single day. I give you a new one every day. And so make sure you go check that out and allow me to release that prophetic word into your heart and into your life on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. Radio stations around the country are starting to pick up this little Minute That Matters and put it on just as a little nugget. So it's an important thing to feed your spirit, get you a little one-minute devotional. And if you'll go to PastorWillJenkins.org, you can get it all. This is a year of dreams. This is a year of redemption. This is the year of open hand of giving and covering. So I can't encourage you enough to allow the change that God wants to occur in your life to take place now. And if you get this book, I believe it's going to help you to implement the plans that you need to do in order to receive all the blessings that God has for you. So can't encourage you enough to go to PastorWillJenkins.org. Thanks for having me, and always appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Bill, and I listen to Minute That Matters. I follow you on Facebook, and I love it. And you have this waterfall in the background most of the time. And don't you do it even when you're on vacation?
Even when I'm on vacation. I love that. I love that you know that. Yes, ma'am. And we do it on site from different places sometimes.
Yeah.
So it could be different places around the United States. And so, yeah, we do it on location sometimes. But it's a great little nugget. People seem to really love it. So it's called The Minute That Matters, all the social media. If you don't know how to get there, if you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, just hit the little icon, and it'll take you there so you can get it.
Okay, well, we have given God all the glory tonight. We opened the song tonight, to God be the glory. And that's what I'm going to just end this with. God, I know that you were glorified in this book. I know that what's in this book details your nature and 2020 vision for us to focus our vision on you. And God, we thank you. I thank you for Pastor Bill, and I ask God that you would just explode his ministry around the world, even in this country, in a great and mighty way. Use his wife like you used her on that panel last week. Use her in great ways, extraordinary ways, and his children and his ministry. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Kazer saying, only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you. Have God dreams and sweet dreams tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks again, Prophet Bill. Love you, man.